The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, it might be interesting for a moment or two this morning just to have a little reflection on the Acts of the Apostles. That was the first reading at Mass this morning. And we see, because of the persecution of the early followers of Jesus in Jerusalem, many of his followers began to leave. So you can see how there's something bad happening in one place. A number of his followers began to leave, and so began to spread that church elsewhere. And we're told a number of them ended up in Antioch. And that was the Greek port. You might say, why Antioch? Well, Antioch in those days, in the time of Jesus, shortly after the time of Jesus, was a great center of trade. It was on a main trading route and very much into a place into silk and spices and all kinds of stuff like that. And it was a great trading port, and it was on the way to Rome, which was the center almost at that time of civilization, and that was a big center of trade also. And so down in Antioch, you had this group of Christians growing almost on a daily basis. And two things happened down there. That group of Christians, or I should say followers of Jesus in Antioch, formed their own community. Now, some of the big guys up in Jerusalem were worried about what was going on down in Antioch, and so they sent Barnabas down to check up on them and see what was happening. And so off Barnabas went, and he found this group of followers of Jesus down in Antioch. And at that time in Antioch, they became known as Christianoi, a Greek word, Christians, followers of Christ. And that was the first time the followers became known as Christians. Up to that, in Jerusalem, they were called the saints. And also, Barnabas spent some time there with them. And this group of Christians lived in an area just and one of the suburbs of Antioch, if you caught the word we'd use nowadays. And later on, an archaeologist doing research there said that that part of Antioch known as Daphne was known as the Beverly Hills of Antioch. That was the name that he gave it. So obviously the Jews in Antioch were doing, not the Jews, but the Christians were doing very well, both from a point of view of trading and also from a point of view of spreading the good news. And then we're told Paul went off to check on, not Paul, but Barnabas went off then to check on somebody else that the guys in Jerusalem were worried about, and that was Paul. And Paul was in Tarsus. And then Barnabas spent a year there with Paul and reported back that Paul was doing a wonderful job. But whatever happened between the two of them, they had a fallout. See, that's what happens among saints. They had some kind of an argument, and they had a dispute. But anyhow, there were two good men, and as you know, Paul went on to spread the good news all over the place. And how were they attracting people? This is where it applies to us. They were attracting people to join them, not by preaching, because you don't attract anybody by preaching, but by the way they lived. They lived sharing what they had with one another. They were very joyful. And that's a great attraction to people. You know, if you're a follower of Jesus and you're going around looking miserable, you're not going to attract anyone. But if you're kind of a happy person and you're full of joy and you enjoy life, that's the kind of person that will attract others. You know, somebody who's joyful, living life to the best of their ability each day. And that's the lesson for us this morning.